on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA. It's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Triple E Construction, Norm's Lock and Safe, Elan Electric, Vetger Roofing, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, Blind Brothers Arizona, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Now, from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
I'm on air.
Yes, you are.
Good morning. We're here. It's Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. My wingman is here. I'm so excited he was on time. You're not late. You showed up. What's
That's
with
probably
this?
What's got you baffled as far as opening the program.
Did you turn over a new leaf in the middle of the year, finally?
Oh, no.
So for our listeners, oh my gosh, I hope you've had a chance to tune in last weekend, Saturday and Sunday. If not, please go to the YCCA website, ycca.org, and click on the Hammer Time link. You have to tune in to our road trip show at Outdoor Sports.
And I'll just give you a quick preview. Because the monsoons have finally started this past week, the timeliness of our interview over there was perfect because Sandy committed to buy a pontoon boat.
No, I did not commit. That's your imagination. That program with Rob, what he sells, what he does for the community, and all of those toys, I was like blown away, Mike.
I was just thinking, you know, we could have a lot of fun working there.
Oh, yes, we could.
We might not make a whole lot of sales, but we'd have a lot of laughs.
I would have a different pair of goggles on every day and the hard hat, not the hard hats. What are they? Helmets.
Helmets.
Oh, my gosh. They're just the coolest. So it was a lot of fun. Rob at Outdoor Sports, he and his team, totally wonderful.
So thank you, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you letting us come down.
It was a great show. It was a super road trip, and I had a blast, a real blast. I learned stuff about boats and RTVs, AUVs, XYZs.
ATVs and side-by-sides and all that stuff.
Wave runners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So July 1st, I know it's in the arrears now. We're looking at it in our rearview mirror. It was International Joke Day.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
And there was the best column in the newspaper, July 12th, by Tom Purcell. I love reading that guy in the Daily Courier. He is so awesome. He wrote a column on humor. We're not laughing enough. And I agree.
As a general comment about society, I agree.
We need to laugh more, you know, and our world seems to be filled with ever more angry news. And, you know, I just think we need to laugh. So, humor, here you go. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
So a man walked into a dentist's office one evening, and he says, "I think I'm a moth."
In a dentist's office?
"I'm sorry," said the dentist, "but I can't help you. You need to see a psychologist." "I am seeing a psychologist," said the man. "Then why did you come to my office?" said the dentist. "Your light was on."
Oh, man. Took me a while to get that one.
Is that not the cutest? Oh, humor. We have got to have more humor. You know, a good belly laugh, it's just the best thing ever. So I say laugh.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that need to be taken seriously, but I think that as a general comment, we take life a little bit too seriously these days. So that's well pointed out. Thank you.
So let's start laughing more, loving more, eating less.
I think if we have any more fun and humor on this show, though, we're not going to get any of our messages across.
I think you're probably right. We won't even be able to interview our valued guests. And boy, do we have one with us this morning.
Super.
We have Derek Wood. He is owner of Granite Transformations.
Oh, neat.
Their office complex is down on I-17 in Deer Valley. They've been a very lifelong member of YCCA for years and years. And we're going to introduce Derek to the world when we come back from our break.
Terrific. We'll look forward to it.
So, Mr. Humor Man, Humor me.
In the meantime, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and aired on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and as we saw last weekend, 95.5 FM if you're in Prescott Valley or Cottonwood. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time. And we are indeed going to laugh today.
We are rolling.
We are rolling with laughter. So Mr. Derek Wood, owner of Granite Transformations, welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Derek's worried that he's not going to have anything to say for an hour.
I think we'll get him over that hump. But thank you for coming up to join us for breakfast.
So anyway, let's talk about, I know what Granite Transformations does. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners may not, but let's find out a little bit about Derek first, because this just blows me away. He used to be a skinny track and field guy, and now look at him. He went to school on a scholarship.
I think he played football while he was there.
I get that a lot.
Okay, so you went to Nebraska. Where in Nebraska?
Chattern, Nebraska, so little small town. Actually met my wife there, so.
Neat.
So then we moved to Arizona.
For how long have you been here? How long?
We've been down here in the valley for about 6 years.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's been a nice, we love it. We love the weather. I mean, I'm from Wyoming. She's from Nebraska. Ah. So we're used to 3 months of good weather and 9 months of of a really, really deep snow.
Yeah, but good golly ollie, it's been stifling in Phoenix. This past week, it was like 114.
You know, it
How
is
do you
pretty,
live?
Yeah, it is pretty hot. But, you know, I would take the 3 months of heat over 9 months of extreme cold.
Okay.
The worst day in Arizona, I'm in a pool. So it's really nice. The worst day in Nebraska, Wyoming, we're freezing our butts off.
Okay. That's a good point. Very good point.
So did your wife run track and field as well?
No, she actually did volleyball and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So sports couple. Good for you.
Yeah.
So how did you pick Arizona?
Honestly, just by luck. I graduated with a marketing management degree, double majored, and I knew in Wyoming, Nebraska, there's not much opportunity out there. So I looked at some bigger areas, and I actually got quite a few job interviews in Arizona, and that's where we chose.
Perfect. We're lucky. We're darn lucky.
We are.
So Granite Transformations, you just purchased the company a couple years ago.
Yeah, in 2017, we bought the company from a great man, Bob Limber.
Oh,
shout
Superman.
Out to him.
We love you, Bob, if you're listening.
Yeah, he's a great guy. What makes it really nice, too, is he retired, but he also works for the franchise as well. Granite Transformations is a franchise. So he actually goes around, helps all these other Granite Transformations throughout the country, helps us out significantly, so we're just never alone.
He is just a brilliant guy. So, and he's been up here. He's participated at our home show, works so hard, millions of years, and just is he's a raving fan of, number one, our area, NYCCA. So I think
Absolutely.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, so 2 years new owner of Granite Transformations. Do you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
You know, it's a great experience, just simply because our customers have this vision in mind, right? They're going to get a kitchen or bathroom remodel done. They don't exactly know what they're going to get done, and we help them, you know, come up with that idea. And it's one thing when you have the idea in your mind, another thing when it's all completed and you actually see it. So I think that's the best thing to me, is actually seeing the reactions of our customers and writing the reviews and actually them calling in to thank me personally. It's the best thing.
That always makes the day so nice.
You bet.
So what exactly is the company name is Granite Transformations? but you have a process that's so different than going out and buying a slab and doing a template and doing the actual slab.
Absolutely. So Granite Transformations is built on our really unique product. We got three different kinds. We got granite, quartz, and recycled glass, but it's all engineered. So we got 95% granite, 95% quartz, or 95% recycled glass. The other 5% is our patent polymer, and that's what makes it heat, stain, scratch resistant. So you can cut on it, chop on it, put hot plates on it.
I don't have to put
degrees.
A cutting board down anymore?
No, you don't.
Whoa!
Yeah. It does come with a lifetime warranty as well. So, you know, you are protected with your investment and everything like that.
Do they have seams?
Our products come, our slabs come by 122 by 51 inches. So if your dimensions are out of that, then yes, there is a seam. However, our product is only a quarter of an inch thick, and we're built to go right over top of your existing counters. So there's no mess or demo inside your home. Typical kitchen, we're in and out about 1 day. Typical bathroom, 2 to 3 days. But when it comes to those seams, since we're only a quarter of an inch thick, we're able to 45 it and make them really, 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 really tight. So it's hard to see visually, but a seam is a seam is a seam.
So you kind of have a like a little topper.
Yeah, yeah, an overlay goes right over the top. Like I said, no mess, no stress. Bathrooms, if you got tile, culture marble, or anything like that in the shower, we can go right over the top of that so you don't have to demo that and be out of your shower for 2 to 3 weeks. So,
I'm not getting all this. This is kind of like outdoor sports and the wave runners.
ask your question. We'll bring you along.
And the motor. What was the trolling motor that
trolling
looked
motor.
Like a weed whacker?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do a template and then you hollow it out? And what do you do with the back of it that needs a backsplash?
Yeah, great question. So
how do you fit that shoe on that sink?
Great question. So it's a three-step process.
Okay, first, step one.
Step one, you call us. We set up a design consultant, right? They come out there to your house. They bring all the colors and everything out to your house so you can actually pick what you want in your own home and your own lighting. You decide to go with us. We set up two dates, a template date and an install date. During the template, the actual installers will come out, remeasure, make a cardboard template of that entire project, and they cut and fab everything in our own shop so there is no mess or dust in your guys' homes. But in our own shop, they cut it to that template and those measurements. During the install, they'll come out, dry fit everything, make sure everything fits perfectly, maybe make a little adjustments here and there out in your driveway or what have you, and then we'll glue it down two-part epoxy to your current countertop.
Okay, so what happens to the sink?
So we can do a whole array of kinds of things, right? We can use your existing sink if you want it, if you love it. Most people are going with undermount sinks now.
Right.
So we would take your sink out, notch out your current countertops at that, lower it. We've been doing a lot of granite composite sinks just because they're so durable. Yeah, they're very easy to clean, no maintenance. You don't have to worry about the stainless steel and the scratches and that kind of thing. And I highly recommend it because 99.9% of our clients go with an undermount sink. But the thing about an undermount sink is you got to fall in love with it because it's in there forever, right? So that's the reason why we do recommend the granite composite sinks. And we can do undermount, top mount, or what have you.
Okay, so here's a question. When you apply your top to an already existing top that you don't have to remove, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said you glue it down.
Yeah.
Is it glued down for life? And what does that do to the counter material that's underneath of your countertop? Ruin it?
Yeah, I mean, you're putting a two-part epoxy. It's a lot tougher than just your regular glue,
okay.
Right? It's like way tougher than liquid nails. It also has a little bit of a flex in it. So, like, it absorbs a lot of like pounding or anything like that. So that way it's not really hard like glue. It has a little bit of motion underneath between the two countertop spaces. So that way, you know, if you drop a bowling ball on your countertops, it won't crack.
I have 24 more questions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have 24 bowling balls. So
no.
Hold those thoughts and we'll get to them on the other side of the break.
Laughter is so good. No, I don't have 24 bowling balls. Derek, it's a pleasure having you with us of Granite Transformations. We're talking about a different process than a normal process.
Correct.
So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back. Hammer Time brought to you by YCCA. So should we share another sense of humor to get our
listeners? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is so funny. So a puppy, a little puppy dog, walks into a shopping center, walks into a food store.
Okay.
And his little paw is all bandaged up and it hurts and he's kind of limp and poor guy. And he walks into the store and the store owner says, "Ooh, you look angry. What's going on? I don't want any trouble with you, little puppy dog." And the little puppy dog says, "I don't have any trouble with you, mister. I'm looking for the person who hurt my paw."
Paw, P-A-W. Not to be confused with P-A. All right.
Pretty funny,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
Okay, we're back with Derek. What, Derek, you didn't laugh.
No, I laughed.
Okay. Remember, humor. We need more in the
there
world.
There you go.
So we have Derek Wood with us, owner of Granite Transformations. They do a process, a different process for countertops, showers. Before we went on break, you talked about you do an overlay of a quarter inch thick that you tuck right in over your existing countertop.
Correct.
So that could make your current countertop a little bit higher.
By a quarter inch.
By a quarter of an inch, so you'll never be able to tell.
Okay.
A good catch, though.
I
that's,
know.
That's
yes.
the point.
It is actually one of our main questions. They say, so this will make it higher. And then we actually, you know, we show them, we bring those samples out to the house. We'll just put that sample right on top of the counter and say, by this much. And they go, okay.
Good point. Good.
Okay. So now I've purchased a new overlay from you over my existing counter. 2 years go by, and now I'm tired of it. I don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get another overlay?
Absolutely. We actually had a customer that did it three times.
Okay.
She just, I think it was Bob did it twice and I did it once.
In your home?
For her. Sorry. So the previous owner did it twice for her and I did it once for her. But this last time, I did have to say,
if you want to do it again,
we do have to tear off these countertops, just because at that point it's a quarter of an inch every single time,
right?
So it is getting higher and those aprons are getting longer and hanging over the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So at that point she understood and she totally understands it. So I don't know if she'll be calling us again for a while, but because the main point is, you know, the no mess, no stress.
Okay, so you can do it, listeners. You can overlay Derek saying no more than three times.
In fact, we actually have one in our showroom that I've done three times. And and so I need to, if I do it again, I'm going to have to take that one
Practice off. What you preach, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, if you did an overlay in a bathroom sink that's marble, that has the built-in sink, what do they call that, Mr. Builder?
Integral.
Yes. How do you do your process because you've already got the integral sink that's there?
Right, that's a really great question. With those culture marble vanities, we usually pop that top off.
You'd have? Okay.
We don't have to. Most customers don't want to keep that culture marble
Correct.
Sink. If you want to keep the culture marble sink, we'll just cut a hole and polish it. Looks good. If you want to get rid of it and get a new sink, we would like to pop that top off, resub top it with 3/4 MDF, and then put our product over the top of that. It's a really simple process. It's a lot cleaner. We do have some customers that don't want that, so we would have to cut it out. However, cutting cultured marble has a lot of plastic in it, and so it's really dusty and smelly. Right, and that smell lingers for a while. So we usually would rather just pop that top off, resub top it, put our product over top of that. Yeah.
Then you can either put an undermount like a China vitreous, or you could even actually put a self-rimming in there.
Yeah.
You could also drop in whatever they want.
Vessel sinks are popular these days, so we do a lot of that.
Perfect.
So, Mike, have any of your clients used this process?
No, because I'm getting them on the first install. He gets them on the second and third.
No more than three. What kind of sinks are you seeing your clients are using?
We do see a lot of the composite sinks in the kitchen. Okay. That has definitely been a favorite for quite a while now.
Perfect. What about, how old is Granite Transformations? How long have the franchises been out?
The franchise has been created in Australia in 1996. But in the Valley, it's been here since 2003, so quite a while. And then, again, we bought it in 2017.
So out of curiosity, the franchise is owned by someone out of Australia, or is there a U.S.-based company that owns franchises?
Well, all the franchises are independently owned, and then we just have that corporate office. It is based out of Florida, the corporate office is. So you could always call them as well for customer service. So what's nice is you're never alone with our company.
Process,
right?
Super. And then I assume your distribution areas are protected, so there wouldn't be a second one that could pop up in Phoenix, for example.
Correct. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. Yeah. We got all of Arizona and the territory. So
great.
They did have two, but Derek, they bought both of them.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was two franchises, one down in Tempe and one in North Phoenix. North Phoenix, covered Prescott and all the surrounding areas there. But in 2018, my partner and I, he's actually my old high school teacher, became partners with me. We bought out the Tempe location as well, so that way it's all underneath one roof. Everyone gets the same customer service experience and
super.
Everything like that.
Ooh, so what happened to all your customers in marketing in Tucson? They have to come to Phoenix now?
To be honest, with people in Tucson, they hardly ever came to Tempe anyways.
Oh, Tempe, you said. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so to Tempe. So we drive out to Tucson all the time.
Oh, wow.
And we do a lot of work in Tucson, do a lot of work in Prescott. We've got two jobs next month in Flagstaff. Hmm. I just finished up personally a week-long job in Kingman, Arizona, so we're all over the place.
Okay, so if a kitchen takes one day and a bath takes about two, and you just did a week-long job, so that had to be multiple baths and one big kitchen.
Yeah, well, that one was really unique. We did a custom fireplace and a really big kitchen. And we built a custom island. So it was just a lot of custom work that took a lot of extra stuff.
How cool is that?
Very good.
How about colors that homeowners and women and men can pick from? Do we have like a wide array of everything?
Yeah, you definitely have a wide array. Like I said, we got granite, quartz, recycled glass. With the granite, it is engineered stone, so it is like speckled granite, if you will. With our quartz, we do got a marble-based product. It's quartz, but it looks like it's marble, so you can get those veins and that kind of thing. So we are really unique. On our website, granitetransformations.com, we do have all of our colors that you can actually go on and look at those before we even come out to your home. So we do have a wide array of different colors.
So I'm going to cut right to the chase and ask for Sandy's benefit, do all three include reds?
Reds. We do have one road
player. Oh, damn.
Just
trying to help me, buddy. Just like he did at Outdoor Sports. Yeah. Red helmet, red boat, red wave runner.
There you go.
Listeners, we're at the bottom of our hour. This is going so fast. Derek, isn't it? Just zipping by.
This is pretty quick. I can't believe I can actually talk.
Okay, we're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by
Yavapai County Contractors Association
on
KQNA
99.9,
1130 AM,
95.5, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back, humor and all.
The whole package.
The whole package. You got the whole package today. You have Derek Wood, owner of Granite Transformations. So, Derek, Granite Transformations, you have a process that's an overlay product. If you put it down on your red granite countertops, it's stuck forever.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, got it. It's interesting, though, about the cultured marble counters in baths, the sink. Yeah, I don't think I'd want it sawed out. I think you need to.
I was just going to say, I think most cultured marble owners, when they're ready to replace, they want to replace entirely.
Yes. I have one of those in my bath. I'm trying to bite the bullet to get done.
I know just who to refer to, you two.
Who, Mike?
It might be Derek sitting right across the table.
Granite Transformations.
But it's a secret. We'll let it. Okay. We'll surprise him.
Okay, we will. How about tower shub conversions?
Yeah, tub shower conversions.
We're getting a lot of calls for those.
Absolutely. A lot of people, I mean, to be honest, a lot of people don't take baths anymore, right? It's a lot of wasted space. So what we've seen is a lot of customers ask us if we can take out that tub and extend their shower, give them some more room for their shower. And since we are an overlay product, a lot of people don't think that we can do that. But we absolutely can. We do a lot of custom stuff. We can demo out the tub. We can do it from start to finish. We can do the plumbing work and everything like that. We have a mud set guy that can come in, set you a new pan so you can customize the size of pan and that kind of thing. We can go over the top of that pan with our product, or if you want to do pebbles or tile or whatever you want.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. And then with our product, since we are a slab-based product, a lot of people love us in the showers because it's really, really easy to clean. They don't have to worry about the grout lines, the mildew smell, that kind of thing. Literally, soap and water and a squeegee, you're all set. Again, it's heat stain, scratch resistant, mildew resistant. So a lot of people absolutely love it.
So the question I had, going back to the tub shower conversion, with your product, can you create a non-slip type surface?
Yes. Yeah, so we do pass the non-slip test. You don't really have to worry about that. But as any kind of surface like that, you put soap on it, it can get a little bit slippery. We do, if you do ask, we can definitely do it. We can spray a non-slip spray. It stays on there. I don't really know how long it stays on there, but we've done it, and I've never had a call back for it to redo it. It's been 2 years since I've owned it.
So if somebody wanted to have the same type of finish on their base as they did on the sides, that could be accommodated.
Absolutely.
Great.
Oh, Mr. Builder and his questions, Derek, let me tell you.
They're great questions.
Okay, back to the food prep. So in the kitchen, this product, you can put food on it, chop on it, put hot pans on it, guaranteed for life.
Right.
So, life of the product or life of the property owner owning the house?
Great question. It is a lifetime warranty, but it's a 10-year transferable warranty. So a lot of the house flippers or people that are looking to sell their home that can't sell and they just need to update it and to sell their homes, it's a huge selling point for the new buyers because they get a 10-year transferable warranty. So they don't have to worry about their new shower, their new countertops for 10 years. So they absolutely love it.
So do you know, Mr. CSI, if it's a house flipper, or what's happening?
Well, we get to know our customers during that process, right? Everyone's unique and has a unique situation. So one of our main goals is try to get to know what our customer's goal is. You know, really, are you trying to sell the house? Or are you just trying to live in it for the rest of your life? You know, what do you really want to do? And we help them with that project. So at that point, we know exactly what their goal is, what they're looking to do, and that kind of thing.
So if it's somebody that is looking to freshen up their home to put it on the market, then you can assist them by saying, you know, that orange countertop with the blue flex might not be your best choice.
Yeah, we definitely have more leeway to help with the colors and, and market standards, right? What people are buying and going for these days. However, if it's someone that's looking to live in their house forever, then we make it about them and their personality. So that way they can get the red countertops.
That's right.
But how, okay, so I want a new countertop and I'm saying, yes, Derek, I'm going to live in my house forever. But now I change my mind and I sell my house in 3 years.
So here's the key. You can only change it twice because he can overlay three times.
So does my lifetime warranty go? What happens to the warranty?
It's a 10-year transferable.
Okay, so everything is a 10-year. If you sell the house, period, it's a 10-year transferable.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got it.
Yeah. So you can change your mind up till 10 years.
Yes. I got it. It all makes perfectly good sense now. Okay. And then, of course, you have the 2-year workmanship warranty through the state of Arizona with the ROC.
And to be honest, I mean, that 2-year workmanship is a lot longer.
It is.
I mean, we've got one customer for the shower, and we don't need to do it, but she wants us to re-caulk it every year. And, you know, we do it as a courtesy. You know, it makes her feel good. She keeps referring us out. So she's been a great customer. So every year she'll just call us up for her annual
caulking. Bathroom caulking.
I bet she has them bribed. She brings them over and she bakes them hot cookies.
You're probably right. An apple pie. Come on.
Yeah.
Hi, boys. Haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah. Here's a pie. This is so interesting. How about, is the recycled glass catching on? I think that would be, is it cool looking stuff?
Yeah, so it's really unique, right? It's definitely got a sparkle to it. We actually have one product because it's technically all of our products, the granite quartz and recycled glass, is all recycled. But the recycled glass, we got one that's brown. It's actually recycled beer bottles.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
And so it's pre-consumer, so it's not been, you know, drinking out of. So it's the factories. They break bottles all the time. So we actually have a contract with them to get those bottles, and we make our slabs out of that.
So when you have a recycled glass countertop, is it usually a single color, or are they variations?
So recycled glass, it's got quartz in it as well. So it's like broken up pieces of glass, a little bit of quartz, and then our polymer that holds it all together, like a glue, if you will. And that's what makes it that really unique, really cool look to it. So it's really cool.
Have to try that.
Yep.
I'm going on the website. Yeah. So all of your colors are on the website.
Yes.
And that is, once again,
GraniteTransformations.com.
Well, that's so easy. What's your telephone number?
623-581-5056.
And can people go down to you to look at the showroom as well?
Oh, yeah. We recommend it. I mean, it's one thing seeing the samples in your own home, but it's also another thing to actually come into the showroom and see a finished kitchen or shower. So it's really unique, and we have a great showroom, so I definitely encourage you guys to come down.
But we should let people know that just because they like a particular bottle of wine that they can't bring down their wine bottles and get a discount.
No, absolutely not.
For countertops, for recycled glass. Okay, you know the story of the shoe cobbler's kid? You know, they don't have good shoes, and then the builder never gets to remodel his house.
His wife. Yep.
The painter never paints his house. The roofer never gets a new roof.
You know where this is going.
The landscaper still has dirt in his yard because he can't get it done. What kind of countertops do you have in your house?
What kind of countertop?
Yes.
I got our countertops.
Oh, very good.
I also remodeled all three of my showers, so they're all our product as well.
Oh, wow. Way to go. How many overlays do you have on your counters?
Just one. My wife made sure of that.
Okay, we have to regrettably take a break.
We do.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back. Why are you here? Because the light's on. You think you're a moth.
Just flew in.
We have with us Derek Wood, owner of Granite Transformations. This has been a darn good show this morning.
It has been. One of the things I wanted to ask, Derek, because it seems to me kind of a natural, you know, when people are in the resale market and they buy a house, you get what you get, literally. Mm-hmm. But if they want to make it their own, as opposed to going in and ripping out and doing a total remodel, the applications you provide give them that new look at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really unique situation, right? Because we don't have to demo out your current existing countertops and we go right over the top. Right. The good thing about us is the quality of our product. You know, it's heat stain, scratch resistant, comes with a lifetime warranty. Cut on it, chop on it, put hot plates on it up to 500 degrees, and you don't have to worry about it. Now, to your point, we actually have customers that are going through those builders models, you mm-hmm. know, again, those homes built, and they'll know of us, so they'll get like the basic countertop when they're getting those built, so they won't go for the additional granite.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that way they'll go with the basic model, and then they'll talk to us and give us that floor plan layout and stuff like that. So that way we have all the measurements. So that way, right when they're done and built, you know, within a week, 2 weeks, depending on the customer schedule, we can go in and finish their house
Very
for
good.
Them.
Well, but also on the resale market, refreshing something, you know, someone not just from a kitchen standpoint, but if they go in and say, gosh, you know, this is kind of an antiquated look in here. We've got cultured marble in all the baths, all the shower stalls, so you can go in and you can refurbish all of that at a fraction of what it would cost to do a total remodel.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on your goals and your situations, right? I like to say, you know, we're not the cheapest, but we're not the most expensive by no means either, simply because the quality of our product and the quality of our craftsmanship, all of our installers were really unique. All of our installers have to take a class, go to school to install our product, to cut, fab, and install it. They all have to pass a background check, drug test, and everything like mm-hmm. that before they can step inside these customers' homes. So it's really unique, and a lot of customers feel safe because of that.
Good quality control.
I know, that is good. So how long from start to finish, pick out a color, write the contract, how long before the kitchen sink is done? 3 months?
Yeah. So we're usually booking out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, that's not far.
Yeah. We try to get it pretty quick for our customers, 4 to 6 weeks. And then once we get into your house, typical kitchen, we're in and out in 1 to 2 days, usually 1 day. A typical bathroom, 2 to 3 days. Tub shower conversion, 3 to 4 days. So we're really quick.
Does it have to cure like the kitchen countertop? Can you use it right away as soon as the guys leave?
We recommend going overnight just because, you know, we do want that two-part epoxy to harden up and stick. If you start using it right away, you don't want to move the countertop, that kind of thing.
But you can put your 24 bowling balls right on top of
yes.
it.
Yes, you can.
To stop it from moving. How about backsplashes? So do you create and design those as well? Because backsplashes are getting to be kind of cool out
yes,
there.
They are.
Yeah, so a lot of people are doing away with the traditional 4-inch backsplash. So what we can do, so we can cut that 4-inch backsplash down for you and then do a full back, whether you want to do it with our quarter-inch material, the granite, to go right on up, or if you want to do tile, glass, whatever you want to do. But we're actually really unique in the way we do backsplash too. So we don't do any mess inside your home, so you don't have to worry about the grout getting on your carpet or your tile or anything like that. We actually build it in our showroom or in our shop. We put it on FRP, glue it to the FRP, and grout it on top of the FRP. So that way when we're to your home, just got to dry fit it, make sure it looks good, and then glue it to your wall.
Well, that's kind of easy breezy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share with our listeners what FRP means, because they may not know.
Yeah, it's a thin board that can it has a little bit of a flex to it, so that way it helps us get in tough spots against the wall, that kind of thing. But all it is a thin board that we glue the product to, and we grout it to that, and then we're able to cut out the outlets and everything like that based off of our template and go in there and fit it.
Is it kind of like an 1/8-inch masonite board?
Yeah, it's about an 1/8-inch, yeah.
Okay, how about all your family and friends? Do you do all their kitchens and baths?
Yeah, in fact, I just was hanging out with a friend at a pool party, and for a year now, she's finally saying, I need to get my shower done. I need to get my shower done. Well, she told me that she's going to call us this week. So.
Yeah.
Yay. Hopefully she does.
See, that networking with friends and family works.
There you go.
How about lots of colors, heat, cut on, chop on. I'm really liking that idea. But then I'm going to have to get my knives sharpened more often. Oh, wait.
That is true.
I know. You've been at our home show for a million years. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We love the home show. It's always a great experience. We love talking to the customers. They're always having a good time there. It's just a blast.
And your display is really cool. They've got all their stuff and all your little sink with the little lift-off thing sitting on the corner so you can see how it fits.
I call it my magic trick. It's,
okay.
It's a little dry humor for everybody. You know, I say I do parties. I do birthday parties.
Okay, see, that humor's working.
Absolutely.
That humor's working. So what else, Derek, do you want to share with our listeners about what you do that maybe Mike and I didn't cover? Because you're the professional.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of things. We do stuff from the kitchen, the bathrooms, fireplaces.
Oh, how about outside stuff? Does it work outside?
That's a great question. So if there is shade or a patio cover, I would say yes. Yeah, we can actually absolutely do it. But if there's not, if it's in the sun all day, every day, because of our polymer, it absorbs or does not absorb that heat, right? So like concrete, that kind of thing. So if you put your hand on it, it might sting a little bit, but with our product, if it's been in the 113 degree heat all day, every day, you don't want to put your hand on it because it doesn't absorb that heat like that. So I wouldn't recommend it unless it's got shade over it.
Gotcha.
Oh,
fair
interesting.
Enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You have 20 employees.
Yes.
How long have they been there? What's the longest?
Oh, the longest one. His name is Mike. He's been there for 22 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, he started in California working for Granite Transformations, then moved to Phoenix and worked for us since. So he's been there a long time. A lot of our lead installers, we got 5 crews. The lead installer for every crew has been there for over 10 years.
Those doggone mics are pretty dependable,
know,
aren't they?
Those mics, those doggone mics.
We could just get them there on time.
I
That's
know. Yeah. They're very reliable, but boy, they can't show up on time.
But Derek's mic does show up on time. I'm sure.
Yes, he does.
Okay, we have to take a break, and then we'll be back to wrap up this fantastic show this morning. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Fan. fantastic program this morning.
Absolutely.
Derek, thanks so much for being with Mike and me on Hammer Time and supporting YCCA and being at our home show and a great contractor that is reliable, responsible, ethically inclined, and an all-around good company.
Absolutely.
So all is well at YCCA. We're really excited about our health care that we're moving out, rolling up, ramping out for our members. We've been able to bring them Blue Cross Blue Shield at a very reduced rate.
And that's
a
great
program.
We're
so excited. So next week we have almost 70 companies coming to hear about it.
Wow. Super.
So great show, Derek. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So until next weekend, you're Mike.
And you're Sandy.
And I'm Derek.
And together we say,
get your kitchen done in that day.
By
Granite Transformations.
You've been listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Triple E Construction, Norm's Lock and Safe, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!